Podcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. This is the Wasson Fitness audio experience, where we go deep about upgrading your fitness, exercise, and mindset. I'm your host, Jason Wasson, and I'm the head coach and owner of the Power Femme Challenge program. Welcome to our show. What's up? What's up, challengers? It's Friday. Make sure you guys check in today. I'll be checking your answers tonight, tomorrow. If you haven't checked in, I'll be tagging you. So don't forget to check in. Let me know how your progress this week has been. If there's any questions that you have, if there's any guidance that you need, and we'll see if we can get you signed up for your hot seat call next week. So we can continue to move you forward, move that needle. And that moving the needle is actually what I'm here to talk about today. So if you saw the title, I'm talking about Pareto's Law. Pareto is a Wall Street broker or something like that. And he came up with this theory almost 100 years ago that 80% of the profits come from 20% of the work. 80% of the highest yield of 80% of the peas comes from 20% of the pea pods. The 80% of the money comes from 20% of the people. And so this is this 80-20 rule. And I think we've talked about this before. Just like I want 80% nutritional compliance, right? 80-20. It's like finding that balance. But this is a little bit different. Let's talk about fitness. Let's talk about your nutrition. 80% of your results are going to come from the 20% input, right? So it's a 20% change in your diet. It's a 20% change in the way you work out. I actually have some notes here. I took on this yesterday when I was coming up with this. And 80% of the results come from 20% of the work. 80% of the results come from 20% of the work. So it means you don't have to go insane. You don't have to go crazy. Irene was talking about today. She posted on one of my Instagram posts that, she was putting on like a dollop of whipped cream on top of her raspberries because, you know, she wanted to enjoy it a little bit more and enjoy it in a way that she enjoys it. And she was starting to feel guilty about it. She saw my post that I said, you know what, like, I don't rail on you guys to be super strict on your diet, because if you were super strict on your diet today, and tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and you're holding back from things that you're interested in, the things that you want, the things that you crave, you're going to have this elastic rebound where you're going to shoot the other way, and instead of having like a little dollop of whipped cream, it's going to be a bowl of ice cream on top of those raspberries. That effect, it leads to so many different things in your life. And if you do that one time, you say, well, I just did this one time, and that's when the wheels start to fall off. So back to Pareto's Law. Another really good example is it's said to be that somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 words in a foreign language will be enough for you to be 95% fluent. 2,500 to 3,000 words and you will be 95% fluent. You can get through just about any conversation in day-to-day life with about 3,000 words. In Spanish, that is 3% of the Spanish language. 3,000 words, it's about 100,000 words in the Spanish language. For you to be 95% fluent, you need to know 3% of the words, 3% of the vocabulary. So now that doesn't have to do with conjugations. It doesn't have to do with the different rules. So that's a little different, but it's 3,000 words. You need to have 3,000 words in your vocabulary, 3%. Speaking the language, speaking your 3,000 words, will get you the rest of the way there. And that's not the same as sitting down and memorizing a Spanish dictionary front to back. So, and actually, I've seen counts as high as 150,000 words. So that's even lower. I'm basing that off of, roughly 100,000 words. So if we're basing it off 150,000 words, that's even more. So, a lot of those other words are when it comes to like specializations, like what you do for work, or maybe like sports or something like that. So I've even seen it. So it's also possible to communicate reasonably well with less than 1,000 words. So you're going to get by with less than 1%. You can get by with less than 1% in Spanish. All right, now we're talking about language. Instead of talking about fitness, we're talking about health. So that said, you know, it still applies. We can get 80% of the results with 20% of the work. And it's going that last little bit, going the rest of the distance. It's just consistency. Consistency, consistency, consistency. So my challenge to you this weekend, guys, is what are you doing to be consistent? What are you doing to have that lockstep consistency? What are you doing to have that consistent food throughout the week, consistent nutrition, consistent exercise, getting your workouts in 3 times a week, whether it's a half hour or a full hour? What do you need? That's what I want you guys to think about this weekend. So great job this week, guys. I can't wait to see what your results are. Get them posted up as soon as possible, and we'll chat soon. Have a great Friday.